if somebody brings a two-hour-old child who has been dumped in the Bako super sack and left to die to your house, what would you do?
Marina came at about less than 2 hours old.
2 hours old?
With the inside the, a Bako bag.
Bako bag?
Yes.
She takes them in, she cares for them, and doesn't matter to her whether they live 1 hour or 17 years. Last week, she called me just after we had fixed the interview to say there was a child who we didn't know if they were going to go, but she wants the world to know that this child was here.
He came.
That he...
He lived.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made an impact.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In the lives and minds of people.
Yes. I'm here on the occasion of their 20th anniversary, 20 years. So I had to come here to show the world again what it means for a woman to make the children everybody else has forgotten the primary source of the joy and love in her life. Talk about the families who are so ashamed of their children, they put them in chains.
They take me to the back of the house. It was a complete squalor.
Squalor?
Chained.
The child was chained?
Chained. I said, remove the chain. Ah, no. Because he will bite somebody, he will slap somebody. Your own child. And that's why you see that they abandon them without looking back. Because they are castaways to them. To me, they are treasures.
We talk about the anxiety when she's called in the night. And say, who is it this time? Who is it this time? Welcome to my Worth Chude birthday special.
Come for me.
Thank you, ma, for joining me.
Thank you.
It's such Chude. A pleasure to finally do this.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma. I want to start by something you said in an interview a while ago. You say when people talk about the disabilities that your children have, that you say to them that we all have a form of disability ability or the other. Could you explain that?
So, for example, we're talking now. Mm-hmm. I can only hear you and you can only hear me. Mm-hmm. But what I'm thinking inside, you don't know. Because even when there's a conversation going on,
yeah. There
are inner thoughts, individual inner thoughts. Some might be positive, sometimes negative. For me, it's a form of disability. Mm. Also, we look at my type of children and we say, oh, this one is disabled. How disabled are they? Because they are already there. It is us, the so-called normal, that should watch out. Because disability can come anytime, any second.
Yeah.
Just like death.
Just like death.
Yeah. It can happen. You drive. Mm-hmm. Accident could happen. Mm-hmm. You stand by the railings. You know, because of what I do, I watch out when I see people standing by railings. I think about this thing could give way. And the person will fall.
Tips over.
What happens then? So if we become disabled, can we manage it? Can we manage the transition between being able and being disabled? They are there already. In most cases, they don't know anything better. So we all have one form of disability or the other in each and every human being. Yes.
It's interesting because, I mean, I've heard this story over and over again, but some people may not have heard it, that you were almost going to be disabled yourself. Your foot was going to be amputated almost. Yes. That's how this whole journey started. Yes. Could you share that story with us again?
When people come to the house,
yeah,
I get questions like, how did you come about this? Why did you choose to do this? Mm. I did not. I would have chosen something different that would make me, like I was telling you downstairs, you are always in the world, all of us. Mm. In the world, WORLD.
Yeah.
But then something would set you backward from that world that I used to be. I used to enjoy going to parties.
I can't imagine it.
I used to. And then do Ashwebi and all the things that we used to do.
Yeah.
And then I came to Nigeria. I had an accident. it was this leg that got, I fell down, got twisted backwards. And they took me to the old Ajayi Memorial Hospital at Apapa Road in those days.
I mean, you could have told this story and skipped out some parts, but I think it's inspiring that you don't skip out the part where after you made a vow to God, once you were healed, you forgot about it and went back to practicing.
That's what we all do. I went back because the healing period I was more concerned about what people were saying and what would this other one say, and then I would not meet up with my group. Where is the group? Nowhere.
Yeah.
And you see, bringing me from that, my, let me tell you something. Some years before I came back, I used to have this trinket box. Big, filled with gold. In the middle of the night, I would get up, pull it out, put it on the bed, spill everything, and I was feeling good. I was an oppressor. When I go to church at that time, 50 pound note, brand new, inside my sutana pocket.
I love it.
Here and here.
Yes.
So that when I'm dancing, because it's always, people can see through it.
Yes, 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 yes. They can so see that it's
fun. Oh, yeah, you'll be dancing. But you see, it was time wasting.
It was time wasting.
I was not happy then.
Yeah.
As I am today, or in the last 20, almost 21 years now. Heart of Gold, 2003.
Yeah.
This is 2023.
Yeah. 20 years.
It's been good. Good. Because from this, my children, to allow me to walk with them, walk and walk, they gave me life. I didn't give them life. They give me reasons to live on a daily basis. Knocking the door of 70 now. Every day when I'm coming here, I turn from the other side of the road. I look at the building. And my first thought is to His Excellency, Governor Raju Fashola.
Yeah.
If you can do this, not for me, for my children, I have come to deliver a message. And that is to be with them and to go home. And then when going home, if I say I will see God immediately, it's a lie. Because I'm a sinner. It is the grace of this, my children, that will make me to see God. Because the ones that have gone, they will say, Baba, please allow her to come in. And the ones that I'm going to leave behind, they are the ones that will say, Mommy, don't go. But I want to be able to close my eyes and say, I've done my best.
You've done your best.
And I go. And then my son that I told you about, I said, I'm not sure if he's going to be around.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is.
Oh, thank God.
Where's Prince?
Oh, thank God.
No, don't. This is God. The one that made you to look perfect. You are not perfect. He made me to look perfect, but I'm not. Also made him this way. From 2 weeks old to 7.5 years old. And this is him. And this is a situation where on a daily basis, you think it's going to end.
Yes.
So you are in this, in a way, like kind of animation, thing. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yes, suspended.
You don't know.
Yes.
When I get calls in the middle of the night, the first question that I ask, Pani, who is? And then, so, okay, I said, okay. Where is Prince? He's on his bed. Check on him. Is he breathing? Is he like to eat? And he's a good guy. So when you talk about the works of God, this is it.
This is the work of God.
Even normal children, during delivery, they die.
Yeah.
You see here?
Still here.
And there are other cases like that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is congenital. Look at how handsome my son is. Even girls who want to marry him.
Yeah.
This is life.
This is life. This is life. Yeah. People that are wondering about the home, are there times when people adopt children from the home?
It has happened in the past.
Right.
International.
Right.
Through the Lagos State government.
Right.
Why international? The white community, they will look after a child with disabilities.
Yeah.
But not very severe disability. The average Nigerian family, they will look for customized, that's the way I call it, kind of children. Children that they can show off.
Yeah.
No disabled children.
Yeah.
But the white community, yeah.
They do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we should give kudos to the Lagos State government for that initiative.
For that initiative. Yeah. Fantastic. We need you to subscribe, yo. And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see, you know. You are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. And don't forget to leave a review or drop a rating. It helps more people discover this podcast. It matters, truly. Thank you as we continue to be human together.